This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
For whatever reason, Brad Crouch at that stage thought he was worth $1 million a year to leave the Adelaide Crows times five or even six. It was a figure that the Suns weren't prepared to pay, and as we speak, are still not prepared to pay. I believe it was a closer to $800,000 that they were prepared to offer, and may have in the subsequent weeks increased that offer to up to $850,000 a year.
Okay, that's good to know. I was aware that the Suns were pretty keen to bring him in. I just think that the Crows have dug their heels in so much on this that as a contracted player, with everything that's going on at that club, he was just not movable.
Yep. So we get to the press conference yesterday with Matthew Nix. The all-in media conference in Adelaide, Brad Crouch's name came up and Matthew Nix addressed it this way.
Brad Crouch is an outstanding player. He won the best and fairest, in the most recent best and fairest winner, obviously coming off a fantastic season. And you want to keep good people, you want to keep good players around the organisation. So I had a chat to Brad about an hour ago and to Matt. Look, we'll be doing our best to keep him here. And part of that is us is getting the right culture and or continuing to improve our culture to get where we need to keep him on board.
All reasonably standard. I had a chat to Brad about an hour ago. That was 3 o'clock or thereabouts Adelaide time yesterday. You spoke to Matthew Nix personally via the Trade Radio platform last night. You went one-on-one with Matthew Nix, again asked all the relevant questions, inclusive of this one about Brad Crouch.
And the first thing I did was jump on the phone and get as many players as I could, just to touch base and let them know I'm here for them, and if they need, you know, the phone's on 24/7. But they're in their break at the moment. Brad's, I believe, over in New Zealand, and Matt's over in New York. I was able to catch Matt, but I haven't got a chance to talk to Brad as yet. But look, I'll ensure that Brad knows how much we value him as a footballer and how much we value him as a person around the club. He's an amazing character, and so he's the sort of person that we want to keep at this club. Now, we'll have to talk through that over the next month or so.
So at 3 o'clock he'd spoken to Brad Crouch, but at 6:30 Melbourne time he hadn't been able to speak to Brad Crouch. I'm confused, Mitch.
Well, I think there might be another one to come here because it's in limbo. Matthew Nix, you know, doesn't know exactly which Crouch he might have spoken to. Let's see if he puts it to bed this morning when speaking on RSN.
I mean, he's an outstanding person, first and foremost. We had a really good chat yesterday. He's in Queenstown. I said, I wouldn't mind swapping positions with you at the moment. But he, great person and obviously an even better footballer. He's, you know, he won the best and fairest last year. So he, you know, we want to get this footy club, no doubt. And I'll talk to him in a little bit more detail when he gets back from overseas.
So he spoke to him, then didn't speak to him, and then he spoke to him. So I think he's spoken to him now.
Okay. I think we can put that to bed, that he has spoken to Brad Crouch, the reigning best and fairest winner at the Adelaide Football Club.
The fact that he has to speak to him and the fact that he clearly wants to speak to him makes you, take it as real that this unknown about Brad Crouch has been in play now for the entirety of this period. We've had a whole raft of Adelaide Crows names wanting to get out. Some are uncontracted. Others will have resolutions today of an official nature. Eddie Betts, Sam Jacobs among those, Alex Keith, Josh Jenkins, so many others. But Brad Crouch being the best and fairest winner and contracted was always the biggest name of that crew that, yep, that could potentially leave. And what is it now? We're getting toward 11 hours to the deadline. There's still potentially something at play here from a Gold Coast Suns perspective. The fact that the Matthew Nix announcement wasn't made official and the fact that he personally couldn't at least attempt to get on the phones to players in official capacity as coach until one day before deadline is not ideal from Matthew Nix's perspective either, because ultimately they don't know him either, do they? And what they have been sold, these Adelaide Crows players, is only hope, and nothing has been delivered upon in the past 2 years with promises made. And right now, Matthew Nix's voice is just one other voice amongst that selling of hope at that footy club. He's not a person well known to the players he's trying to convince to stay. Brad Crouch being the headline act of that situation.
So you think in the next 11 hours and 16 minutes, the Suns could throw one more Hail Mary at Brad Crouch?
I'd be staggered if they didn't. Yeah, be staggered if they didn't. And it wouldn't even need to be necessarily a Hail Mary. The offer's been there in principle now for some time, and how they do it, and would the Crows engage on it? I highly doubt that because of the need now to keep him and the need now to allow Matthew Nix to at least keep some senior players as he goes into his first year. There's clearly a realisation, though, from the Crows that they were so broken they needed an outside firm and outside people to come in and review it. And to its credit, the Crows, that they did act upon those findings. Don Pike had already moved out before the review got serious. You then had Brett Burton, the head of football, sacked. You had Scott Camporelli, a senior assistant coach, out as well. So they've acted on it. Matthew Nix is now the winner of the race to become coach, and he's making all the right sounds. And I would think now that club will do everything it can now to make his life easier. His life being easier is Brad Crouch staying.
And Brad Crouch, obviously very close with Taylor Walker, who stepped down as co-captain. Do you see Rory Sloan as the standalone man next year?
I do, yeah. It seems a no-brainer to me. But whether Brad Crouch, the sell of Adelaide Crows to Brad Crouch, is to step up into a meaningful role as well. But given he's contracted, I still to this moment don't see him leaving. But I also see the Gold Coast Suns, as you say, just making one more serious inquiry about it.
And the other part of this, Brad Crouch, when we wrote the story for AFL.com.au, his management were canvassing offers and options from other clubs. At the same time, they were trying to come to terms with a long-term extension with the Crows. So that's not out of the realms of possibility that we see Brad Crouch announce as a five-year extension in the next month. That's not off the cards either. He just wanted to cash in after a career-best season, averaged 30 disposals, now best and fairest winner. He wanted to cash in with a long-term deal, and his management is acting in the best interests of their client.
He's probably better off, I would think, the way I read it, to see how 2020 unfolds. With a new coach, with a new mindset of that footy club. I mean, if the rebuild component to what they're doing, or the reset component to what they're doing, Mitch, is of a significant enough nature, they're not going to be pressing high for finals, as has been their set aim in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years.
And you have to look at the guys that are going out. It says as much, doesn't it?
Doesn't.
Keith and Greenwood are the two obvious ones, only offered 2-year deals as 28-year-olds. You know, that's Crows well within their rights to do so.
Yeah.
But it just shows that the least direction that they are heading in.
Yeah. Yep. So Brad Crouch's name, as it has been throughout 2019 trade period, will be a prominent one today. But until his management group actually comes out and says he's 100% staying, and he's not going to do that himself given he's been hard to contact in New Zealand, it needs to be his management group. And they're right to explore all options given what's been going on at that footy club.